Good afternoon. My name is Cynthia Borden, and this is a podcast for my IT 645 class at the University of Southern Mississippi. The topic today is modernism in literature, and this recording is intended for a younger audience or those who have no background to this movement. Thank you for listening. Modernism. From the 1910s until around 1965, the modernist period thrived. This time period of literature and art was brought upon by both industrialization and globalization because people were questioning the future as a result of recent events. In particular, these events were the World Wars, especially World War I, the introduction of new technology, and the growth of capitalism. Those who were alive in these times had never seen an event as impactful as World War I. World War I was a major event that would impact many lives, cause many deaths, and have an everlasting effect on the world mindset. In this way, modernist thinkers, artists, and writers were greatly influenced by the occurrence of World War I. They used it as an opportunity to reflect on themselves, to reflect on death, decay, depression, loneliness, and alienization. The modernist period brought the close of the romantic period, which was a period of nature and being. It introduced instead a focus on decay and alienation by intellectual thinkers. The modernist period brought an end to traditional ways. Individuals in the modernist period encouraged experimentation and individualism. Modernist literature included a stream of consciousness instead of being ordered by beginning, middle, and end. Writers used their work to point out society's shortcomings using satire, irony, comparisons. Poets especially were greatly imaginative and took full advantage of modernist times. Modernist writers were pessimistic of the future because of the horror of World War I, so they looked toward the decline in civilization. These writers struggled to find some meaning in the wake of chaos. One such group of artists were the Lost Generation. The Lost Generation included Gertrude Stein, Ernest Hemingway, F. Scott Fitzgerald, and Waldo Pierce, a painter. This group is synonymous with modernism, and these writers and painters produce some of the greatest, most influential work during these modernist times. Other popular writers from this time period include Samuel Beckett, Joseph Conrad, E.E. Cummings, Sylvia Plath, Virginia Woolf, and T.S. Eliot. Eliot, who was highly intellectual, was granted more praise and attention by the public than any other poet in this time period. Bibliography. What are the characteristics of modernist literature, fiction in particular, retrieved from cliffnotes.com? Modernism by Josh Rand, The Literature Network, retrieved from onlineliterature.com. Again, my name is Cynthia Borden. I do appreciate you listening to this podcast. In the future, there will be more material specifically regarding T.S. Eliot and some of his greatest works, including The Love Song of J. Alfred Prufrock and The Wasteland. Thank you.